Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist who tracks the building industry both residentially and commercially. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much.
A good day to do an interview. Government has just released the latest GDP numbers. They've revised the first quarter. They initially had said it was negative, and now they've said it's positive 0.6%. And then second quarter, they say is 2.3%. So does that meet with what you had anticipated?
You know, the sense was that we were going to see, you know, a rebound after a weak first quarter, you know, somewhere in the 2.5 to 3% range. So it sounds like we were close to that at least. And then the expectation is the second half of the year should be the 3 to 3.5% range. So we'll see. Kind of on a track for a good solid year of probably 2.5% growth, which wouldn't be bad given the really weak start that we got off on at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, there are two things I want to talk about. Let's go first to the good news, I guess. Just recently, and you've been traveling, so it's taken a week or so for us to get together and talk about this, but your architectural billing index came out, and it's the best number we've seen since back in, 2007. It's at 55.7.
Yeah, 55.7 for the national index, Kemp, and as you say, the best number we've seen since before the downturn. So hope that'll be sustained. You know, I suspect some of that was catch up from a weak start of the year. You know, first quarter for our billings index was weak. We saw an unexpectedly weak number in April, so we're kind of getting nervous and expected a bounce back, and I think we got even a stronger one than we were anticipating. So, you know, good solid trajectory heading into the second half of the year in terms of the design activity. That certainly bodes well for construction activity. And another thing we released last week, Kemp, was our consensus construction forecast. That's where we look to the leading forecasters across the country to see what they think is going to be happening in the non-residential construction market over the next 18, 24 months. And they're very optimistic, very much consistent with our architecture billings index. They're calling for about 9% growth in spending this year, another 8 and change next year. So certainly the forecasters are very optimistic in terms of, you know, where the construction market is headed.
Now, Kermit, I know you'd like to point out that this is a leading indicator, meaning that when people start spending money on planning, it usually 9 to 12 months before there's construction dollars spent. But you know, there's another factor you got to point in here. If these architects are busy working and they're hiring more people, then it's more jobs in the design sector, right?
No, absolutely. It certainly does indicate that there's more momentum going forward, that you know, developers are feeling optimistic about where things are going. So it's a long pipeline from sort of conceptualization to occupancy, and you know, design activity is in the early part of that. So it certainly does give us some pretty strong indication about where the market's headed.
One little nugget I noticed today, another little piece of news that's centric to flooring, is Interface is releasing their results, and the office sector in the Americas is up 12%.
Yeah, you know, the office market can't be, it's funny you mention that, because that has been a sector that we've discussed before, sort of gotten a bad rap. You know, everyone working in smaller offices, a lot more open space, a lot more telecommuting. I think there was a sense that the office market really wasn't going anywhere. And, you know, as your numbers suggest, and we've seen in other places too, we've had a good strong rebound in office activity. So it looks like this is a sector that's going to hold on pretty well this cycle.
Yeah, and you know, it's the largest. You take the different commercial sectors, office sector is one of the bigger, so that's good.
Absolutely. Office and stores, or the retail side, are the two big drivers there. You know, retail also one that has been making people a bit nervous. You know, do we really need bricks and mortar space out there in this, you know, sort of online world? But retail market also has been not quite as strong as the office side, but it's been a lot healthier than many were predicting.
Yeah, we're watching what's happening with these Sears stores, these Radio Shack stores, and I noticed there's actually a REIT here based in Chattanooga that's buying back its stock. It's bullish. Let's move to the housing market. Still seems to be somewhat lackluster. I mean, when you start thinking about new home construction, new home sales, somewhere in that category of around 500,000 on an annual pace, and that's not real healthy, is it?
No, the single family side is weak. The total market is coming back, so you know, we're up in the second quarter to about 1.15 million at an annual rate for total housing starts as compared to 1 million last year, so up about 15%. And I think that's the sense that probably what we'll get this year is about 15% growth. That's a real healthy number, but it is unfortunately for, I think, a lot of folks supplying materials in this industry very heavily skewed to the multifamily side. Smaller units don't use as much product as the single family side. So we'd certainly like to see more activity on the single family side. The activity we have seen has been more at the upper end. That's why home prices have been going up. The numbers that the realtors are releasing in terms of average price of an existing home is at an all-time high, which is surprising considering what's going on. But I think it's because we've seen the strength at the upper end, and where we really need to see the strength is at the entry level. We need to see more young families buying homes, and that'll provide a good solid base to build a stronger housing market on.
Well, we want that to happen. We want to be optimistic about it. But, you know, the Urban Institute just released a report recently, I don't know if you've seen it, that said that in the next 15 years, there's going to be 4 million more new renters than new homeowners. So that's a little bit of a dark cloud when you start thinking long term, because housing is one area where you can put some assets aside that you end up using in the latter part of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a good trend in terms of getting the housing market. We think about the housing market as a ladder, you know, and sort of starting and moving up. And when they're not moving up the rungs very quickly, that's certainly a concern.
So what's your outlook for the second half of this year?
Yeah, I think steady growth throughout 2015, not spectacular, but good solid numbers. I mean, the Federal Reserve Board, just announced that they think the economy is strong enough that they expect to see a rate hike in the next few months. You know, obviously, higher interest rates is not good, but it's certainly symbolic that they think the economy is able to stand on its own now. They really don't need to support it as much anymore. So I think their sense, I think everyone's sense, is that, you know, we're slowly but surely getting back to normal, should have a healthy second half of 2015, and that momentum carrying forward into 2016.
Well, hopefully we won't look back in the middle of 16 and say, well, it's because of inflation and this increase in interest rates that we've stalled again.
But that's certainly the risk, that you know, that the Fed gets ahead of itself and things like that. You know, as of now, inflation continues to be low. You know, the Fed kind of pointed that out as being a concern. That is, it too low? They like to keep it at about 2% or targeted at 2%, and hasn't even been that high recently. So kind of ironic that that one of our concerns would be low inflation. But I do think that we're starting to get a more broad-based economy now, and you know, as you and I have talked about before, Kemp, construction was kind of the last piece to fall into place, particularly on the non-residential side. And now that we're seeing some solid numbers there, it looks like we've got a pretty healthy economy across the board. Can't really point to any major sectors that are still in recession.
Yeah. As the second quarter reporting is going on right now, and many of the publicly traded flooring companies are doing their conference calls, you know, they're reiterating the fact that the residential market in flooring is very sluggish, maybe a growth of 1%, but the commercial side is where their health is. Now, obviously, it's basically a 1/3, 2/3 ratio, but the commercial market is 4 or 5% growth versus a 1% growth.
Yeah, exactly. And one piece we didn't talk about that's often thrown into the commercial category, Kemp, is institutional, hospitals, schools, things like that. Institutional is a huge market, and those numbers have been very strong on our billings index. They've really been near record-breaking levels in terms of the scores we're seeing for institutional design. So that's another piece that can certainly help out.
All right, great. Kermit's good to talk to you, get to catch up with your perspective on the economy. Again, we're talking to Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and Floridelli.net.